The art world has joined forces to begin tracing the estimated 170,000 objects looted from Baghdad's National Archaeology Museum. One place they're looking is the Antiquities Market. Dealers have pledged to help recover works stolen from the museum by refusing to sell them, and some collectors are refusing to buy. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the United States will be offering rewards for the return of the objects. But David Darcy reports the challenges facing this coalition are huge.
For Arthur Houghton, a former curator at the J. Paul Getty Museum and a former State Department employee in the Middle East, the looting in Baghdad that emptied the museum in 48 hours seemed a little too organized.
Some of it was opportunism, but some of it appears to have been very deliberate and targeted. I say that because of the indications that, for example, in the paper reports today, the card catalog was destroyed, and some reports that some antiquities from the museum have already begun to appear in the European market.
Houghton is a founder of the American Council for Cultural Policy, a collector's group that condemns the looting. But you can't assume that all collectors feel that way, says Samuel Paley, an archaeologist who teaches at the State University of New York at Buffalo. Paley helped identify a Syrian sculptural release from the ancient city of Nimrud in Iraq, looted in the anarchy that followed Desert Storm in 1991. Sometimes they were sold intact. Sometimes thieves tried to hide where they came from.
Complete reliefs, where they just tried to market the complete relief. Sometimes they would saw a piece of a relief out. And the third kind is that they take a hammer to them and they bust off parts of it with a sledgehammer.
Looting art and antiquities for profit is part of modern war in the Middle East. Museums in Beirut were looted in the 1970s. The Kuwait National Museum was emptied and burned by Iraqi troops in 1991. The collection was mostly returned as part of the Desert Storm ceasefire. And the Kabul Museum in Afghanistan was pillaged before Taliban leaders with hammers destroyed non-Islamic objects in early 2001. In each case, objects found their way into the international market. But they're under much greater scrutiny now, abroad and in the United States, says William Pearlstein, a lawyer who represents collectors and antiquities dealers.
All the looted materials are clearly illegal under any theory of American law. They're either stolen within the meaning of American criminal law or subject to seizure by customs under our Cultural Property Implementation Act. Hot, hot, hot.
Sotheby's and Christie's, the world's two largest auction houses, say they won't touch material that seems to come from the Baghdad Museum. The Association of Art Museum Directors issued a similar statement. But they won't always know where an object offered for sale came from. The archives of the Baghdad Museum were also ransacked, and they did not even include photographs or even lists of many works excavated in the last 20 years. The only systematic survey of the collection, published in 1975, has just 300 photographs. Before the race to recover works begins, the museum has to gather fragments of surviving archives from around the world. Former Getty curator Arthur Houghton.
There's something that can be done to reconstruct records, including visual records of material that's been published, known to scholars that they may have private or institutional records of, but we must be talking in the low thousands of objects as opposed to the multiple tens of thousands that appear to have been in the museum have been taken away.
Closing off the market to Iraqi antiquities might be achievable, since archaeologists, dealers, and collectors agree on it. But denying looted works an art market raises another problem. If a gold object doesn't have value as a work of art, it still has value as a certain quantity of gold, and thieves may simply sell it as that to be melted down. Museum directors and other preservationists are working to find a mechanism to raise funds to buy back some of those objects if they're located before they're lost forever. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.